This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world with Ron Cecchi today on this first weekend of August. Giant show for you this week. My first guest has a new show called Undercover Billionaire. Glenn Stearns will be joining us. Then the really romantic singer celebrating an anniversary of many, many years in the business, Engelbert Humperdinck, will be here. Movie mogul Harris Cattleman, former president of MGM and CEO of 20th Century Fox, has a new book. He'll be joining us. From KISS, Gene Simmons will be on the program. Next hour, from MSNBC, Katie Tour and Jacob Silveroff. Then actress, model, host, Jenny McCarthy. From the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, Kelly Finglass and Maddie Messengill. And then we're going to talk about sandwiches with Chef Byron Talbot. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Cecchi today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Cecchi today, and I am truthfully very excited to talk to our next guest. And, you know, we have a lot of movie stars and TV personalities. Our next guest is a very well-known businessman, but you don't see him on TV all that much. He's having a show that's going to be premiering on August 6th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on Discovery, and it is called Undercover Billionaire. And it's a story about a billionaire that goes to a small city in Pennsylvania and says within 90 days, with only $100 in his pocket, he's going to make a million-dollar business. Joining us right now is Glenn Stearns. Hi, Glenn. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing after that challenge that you had? Are you okay?
You know, I survived. And I tell you, it was probably something I'm most proud of in my life. It was also one of the more harder things I've ever done in my life, but I really am proud of what came out of it all.
Why did you choose the town of Erie, Pennsylvania to do this in? There's a lot of small towns out there. Why Erie?
Well, you know, my background is that, you know, I had built some businesses that had done very well, and I'd always said, you know, that I thought we live in a great country, that the opportunities are still out there, and there are a lot of resources where people can go to and they can build a business or do what they, you know, want to try to achieve in this country. And my name, my reputation, my money, and I bet you I could redo it. Well, Discovery took me up on that and said, okay, put your money where your mouth is. And they chose the location. I was down in Florida on our boat, and then they came down there. plucked me out and said, say goodbye to your family, and we're taking you to a place you've never been before, and dropped me off in Erie. I knew it was going to be somewhere up north, but I didn't have any idea where it would be.
Well, now, you gave up your private jet, you gave up a yacht, and then you headed to Erie, Pennsylvania. And this challenge, well, you are only going to have 90 days to do this. Now, the reason this story is so fascinating to me is because, Glenn, I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania. I live in Orlando, Florida, the past 29 years, but I was raised everything. My whole family is in Erie, Pennsylvania. I owned a radio station there. My family had a very successful home improvement business started in 1945. So when I heard that you were going to go to Erie, I thought to myself, good luck. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Erie, Pennsylvania. I noticed that you were there in the winter. You picked the wrong time of the year to go there, first of all. Over the years, that city has not grown as rapidly as other areas have. And I don't want to say it's a depressed city because it's back going strong again, probably because of your presence there. But I do know that it was a challenge for me.
You know, it's funny because when you have a fresh set of eyes, sometimes it works better that way than the people that have been in the too deep in the forest, so to speak, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I think from my perspective, and maybe it's also timing, but, you know, as you knew growing up in Erie, you had the big corporations out here that handled a lot of the jobs.
Right.
And then they went away. And as they've gone away, even in recent years here, they've taken tens of thousands of jobs.
Yes, they have.
But what happened is that the entrepreneur and the small business has begun to thrive here and grow. And so when I first came and I came down 12th Street and I saw those old buildings, and it just reminded me of back in the industrial days, right, when there was so much momentum and growth, and how it had all just kind of evaporated. I thought, you know, what a shame. But when I got here and I began to dig deeper, these buildings now filled with, again, the small entrepreneur.
Right.
And so the town is reinventing itself. And, you know, the term that kept coming up was hyper-local. They use the local coffee shop. They use the local grocery store,
right,
or the hardware store, you know, and it's not these big chains as much as, and you know, as in a lot of other cities. So I think they've decided they're going to take back their town. They've decided they're going to continue to, you know, to try to take matters into their own hands. And I was pleasantly surprised at, you know, the growth here in Erie and where they are right now.
General Electric, Bucyrus Erie, AMSCO, big names were coming out of that town that are not there any longer. So you're right about that. There is a transformation, I think, to the small business. But that one of the things I was worried about, and I could have warned you about that, when you go there, don't use the banker I did, okay, because you'd be bankrupt in a week and a half. Don't do that. But, you know, it is a great town. I got to be honest with you. I sold my business for that figure that you are aiming for. It only took me 6 years. It's only going to take you 90 days. But I think it's important to know that you gave up everything that you had. But the real kicker on this is that you came from a working class family, like so many people are in Erie, Pennsylvania. You were diagnosed dyslexic, and you had a child at the age of 14. So you had a lot of stuff stacked against you at a very young age, right, Glenn?
Well, I did, you know, and not only that, I failed fourth grade. And those things, I think, were great stepping stones for me, learning lessons. The going through that adversity kind of thickened my skin, and it taught me, especially having a child at 14, that what you think could be the worst thing in your life can turn out to be the best thing.
Right.
And so it's about looking for silver linings. So, you know, those things helped me realize that all I have is situations, and I just have to learn from them, grow, and figure out how to make it better. And, you know, and that's the same thing with a job. You know, when you go out and create a business, it's really about, you know, trying to learn how to deal with each situation and get yourself out of it and, you know, and motivate a team and grow.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was where I was. The beginning was rougher than I thought because that was more about surviving, you know, trying to get from 100 to 200 was the hard part.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's really difficult.
sleeping in a truck, using a restroom in a 7-Eleven or something. You know, if I'd have known you were in that situation, I have an apartment office complex up there that we could have used a lot of work with.
Oh, see that? Connections are where it's all at.
Now, if you did not succeed in this, and we're not going to tell anybody if you did or not, because the show premieres on Tuesday, August 6th on Discovery. If you do not succeed in this, if you become just short of $1 million estimation of the value of the business by one penny, you will put $1 million of your own money into the business, and all the people that jumped on the bandwagon to support you from a labor standpoint that didn't even know you, they had nothing to gain because they didn't know of your success, you're going to give them a part of the business. You really have a stake in this thing, don't you, Glenn?
Well, you know, that's right. I mean, you know, I appreciate the people that helped get me, you know, anywhere in any of my businesses. I really, you know, they put their careers, their lives into something, and they deserve the right to benefit from that. You know, for me, it wasn't about the money. It was, you know, I had a bout of cancer early on, and it taught me, by the way, knock on wood, everything's fine, but it taught me that life is short, and, you know, when we get older, we tend to get more conservative, and we tend to say, well, I'm not going to say yes to as many things, because what if it goes wrong?
Right.
Well, when I had the cancer, I thought, man, what I would do to go back through the financial crisis. You know, I was in mortgage banking. What I would do to go back to problem solving and begin to realize that those things that scared me or made me nervous were the things that made me feel the most alive. And so I'd rather live that. So I thought, why not lay my whole reputation on the line and see if I can do this? Because that's what it was for me, was, am I going to look like a crazy man, you know, in front of 100 million people?
Right.
Or am I going to be able to pull this off? And I didn't know. You know, there was so many things that went not the way I planned.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't look good in a lot of it. And yet, that's life. You know, you do the best you can.
Well, I got to be honest with you. Your story is an incentive. Not only how you started off at a young age, disadvantaged, no question about it, then your illness and the comeback, and you're right about that. Bouncing back is important, but you know what? Those problems that you have with your health and so on and so forth are not solvable as quickly as some of the problems you have in business. You live in Miami. I'm in Orlando now. One of these days, I'd love to break bread with you when you come back to Florida, because you're a fascinating individual, Glenn, and I ask if you would come back in a few weeks after some of the series have aired and talk about how it's going. Would you do that?
Love it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And the show now is called Undercover Billionaire. It premieres Tuesday, August 6th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Discovery. And it's the story about billionaire Glenn Stearns, who goes to Erie, Pennsylvania with $100 and is going to see if he can build a $1 million company in just 90 days. Glenn, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you back, my friend.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And thank you for putting Erie, Pennsylvania on the map.
Okay. A wonderful city.
Yeah. I agree. That was fun to talk about in my hometown. Hey, we're going to pause for a second. There is more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Zedgy today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. You've
seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
It's late in the evening. She's wondering what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup and brushes her long blonde hair.
And we're back. We're live all across the USA. And that's the voice of our next guest. Been on our show several times. And his voice is like fine wine. It gets better by the day. Joining us right now is Engelbert Humperdinck. Hello, Engelbert. How are you?
You doing, Ryan?
I'm doing good. Nice to talk with you again.
That's great. Great talking with you.
You know, I know that Claudia mentioned to you before we went on the air about the last time we chatted, which was about your DVD and the CD. Totally amazing. And the songs that she was referring to is You Make My Pants Want to Get Up and Dance and The Honky Tonk World. I mean, those are great songs.
Yeah, Chris LeDoux, that was his song, you know, and God rest his soul, but he made a good job of it.
When I listened to the CD, I thought to myself, holy man, there's got to be, you know, a 50-piece orchestra behind Engelbert. And then when I watched the DVD, I realized that you have one hot band behind you that isn't 50 pieces, but certainly sounds like it.
Yeah, well, they do a great job, don't they?
Oh, my gosh, it was fantastic. And I don't know where you get all this energy on stage. Gosh, you know, that was a tough show. I was sweating for you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm celebrating 40 years. Can you believe that, Ron?
I know you are, and that's what I want to say. Congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been 40 years since Release Me was released. That is so hard to believe because, I guess because the song plays so well today.
I know, it seems like it was only yesterday as far as I'm concerned, you know. And the song is so good that everywhere I go in the world, because that's the song that gave me a global career, you know, it was number one around the world.
Oh, absolutely.
And of course, then after that, my records were released around the world, and I could go anywhere and sing, and people know my song.
You know, it's amazing, because when I was watching that DVD, now I've seen you in concert many times when you used to play the Riviera in Vegas, and you used to go on tour in Buffalo, and so on and so forth. I've been on many of your concerts, but what's amazing is that just a couple of notes are played, and all of a sudden people know that it's After the Lovin', Am I That Easy to Forget, A Man Without Love, There Goes My Everything. How does that feel to have people know that the second those songs are starting to play?
That's the way it used to be, you know, the way it used to be, another one of my big songs.
Yes, right. That works right into it. Now, this is what is amazing to me. Celebrating the anniversary with this brand new CD, which I have in my hand, called The Winding Road, and you were doing there an Eric Clapton song.
He's one of my favorite performers, you know, and musicians, you know.
Great musician, but you can't compare the voices.
Well, you know.
The name of the CD is The Winding Road, but really it's the best of the Brits.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, I thought because it's my anniversary that we'd pay tribute to my country and do an album with all British composers. And, you know, there are people like James Blunt on there, as you know, and mm-hmm. Sting and even Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, and you have a medley of Where Is the Love and The Long and Winding Road.
Yeah.
Procol Harum's Whiter Shade of Pale, Every Breath You Take. I mean, it's just really done so well in your style. And tour. How do you do that, Engelbert?
I don't know. You know, I've been doing it for years, and sometimes when I'm on stage at 8 o'clock at night, it's usually like 4 o'clock in the morning for me, you know, European time.
Sure.
Sometimes it gets a little difficult in that respect. And I tell you what, my new CD, The Winding Road, was released, and I started my new album yesterday.
You're kidding me.
I keep rolling them out, punching them out. My lifestyle, my lifeblood. I love creative music, the industry that I'm in, and I just love singing. As a matter of fact, the last CD you got in your hand, I did all the vocals in my own studio downstairs in my house, you know? Did all the vocals in there, and some of the music was laid on in my studio, yeah.
That's amazing. But the one that I'm talking about last year, Totally Amazing, that was a recorded live, and that was unbelievable. But do you ever get tired of the traveling?
Sometimes it can get you a little weary, you know, but it's my job, you know. I just love doing it.
You had mentioned to me once before that you really kind of like just sometimes cooling at home and your wife likes to work in her garden. Do you get a chance to do that?
I do, yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, she's got me hooked. Now when I get home and I have to trim the hedges and everything, I do, you know, like real special jobs, and I trim them with the curvatures on it, and not just a regular cutting the hedges properly, you know. I just do all the fancy stuff on it.
You know, it's kind of hard for me to picture Engelbert Humperdinck doing lawn work. I don't know what it is, but it just seems like I can't picture that for some reason, you know.
Yeah, I love it. I don't like digging gardens and mowing lawns and things like that, but I don't mind trimming the hedges and, you know, doing that sort of stuff.
That's very cool. You're really enjoying life, aren't you?
I do. We only have one.
Yeah, but you really have lived it to the fullest. I mean, you do what you want to do. You have been, you know, so successful in the venue that you want to do. You've played every venue possible. If there was something that they said in show business that you could do that you haven't done, what would it be?
I think the only thing I really haven't done is to do the film work. I haven't made any movies or anything like that. And if I did make a movie, I'd like to work with a big star. Mm-hmm. So that they cameo in it. Because I like things that are going to last for posterity, you know. And when you look back later on when I'm retired from the business, I'd just like to see some of my film.
Well, you know, it's amazing because I'm always surprised that you weren't in the movies because of how you look. And, of course, they always try and take successful singers like they did with Elvis and put them in movies. And you would have been a natural for that. Still will.
Well, you know, the manager I had at the time did get a lot of offers from Hollywood, but I think he didn't want to put me in a studio because it cuts down touring time.
Sure.
So he sort of dumped all the scripts, you know. But I trained to be a. I thought one day I might like to play Bond or something like that, you know. So I trained. I did martial arts and all that business. But now I may be able to play Bond's father.
Mr. Bond, well, the way you look, I don't think you'd have to do that. Well, I congratulate you on the anniversary of being music's king of romance. The new CD is out right now. It is called The Winding Road. It is excellent, as is everything that Engelbert does. Even go back to the days when he used to do the song, My Wife the Dancer. Remember that song?
Yeah.
I loved when you did it. Now, tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to come over and see you when you're in Florida. I know you're going to be over in the Melbourne area and, you know, some of the cities around Orlando. So I'm going to come by, see the show, and if you don't mind, stop backstage and say hi to you.
Hope so. I hope you come back and say hello.
I will do that. Engelbert, as always, it's great talking with you. Congratulations on the new CD, The Winding Road, but I'm still going to enjoy Totally Amazing, too. You don't mind if I do that, do you?
Very much. I wrote that song with my daughter.
Oh, well, I'll tell you something. It's the whole CD of that, being live and everything else, is just, it's, you know, on a scale from 1 to 10, it's a 12.
Thank you very much. Thank
Engelbert, as always, it's nice talking with you, my friend.
Thank you, Ron. Thank
and we'll be back with more live coast to coast. Our guest this portion of the program is Engelbert Humperdinck, and we'll be right back.
Thank you, Ron.
So I send you to sleep after the loving with a song I just wrote.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another mass shooting, this time in El Paso, Texas, where officials say several people were killed when gunfire broke out in a shopping complex. Police Sergeant Robert Gomez.
There were reports of gunfire in several locations, mainly at Walmart and the Sela Vista Mall.
The suspect is reported in custody in what police call gang-related terrorism. There may be a second suspect. Police are still investigating. State Representative Cesar Blanco.
It no longer is an active shooting situation. It is a homicide scene situation, according to the El Paso Police Department. But really a tragedy for one of the safest cities in the world that this is happening here at home.
It was only a week ago that a gunman opened fire at the Garlic Festival in Gilroy, California. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Saying around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. You know, after 19,000 guests that we've had on this show over the years, people ask me all the time, they just did it the other day, they said, who was your favorite guest? And it's not a person, it's a kind of person. The person that in the entertainment business moves and shakes it. And our next guest
moves and shakes it. He's got a brand new memoir that's out right now called, and I love the name of this, You Can't Fall Off the Floor and Other Lessons from Life in Hollywood. One of the top Hollywood executives and a story that is fascinating. Joining us right now is Harris Cattleman. Hi, Harris. How are you? Welcome to the show, and thank you for writing this book.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
Well, you know, there's the old story in Hollywood where the young man or the young lady starts in the mail room and then makes it all the way to the top. That is really a story that is about you. I mean, you were with Goodman Todman Productions, president of MGM Television, and the president and CEO of 20th Century Fox Television, and it all started in the mail room.
That's correct.
This book profiles some of the many, many experiences you had producing great shows and being part of great shows on television, and talking about just about every celebrity that there ever was, either on the small screen or the big screen. And you say that at this stage of the game, you're going to tell it all. Tell us about how this whole thing came about, because it is a fascinating book. You got to get this, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a fan of television or just a fan of the business.
Every holiday and not holiday, my children, I have three children and seven grandchildren, and we'd have family dinners like Thanksgiving and Christmas and during the summer. And at the end of dinner, we all sit around. I have a big dining room, which I still have, a big table in my dining room. At the end of dinner, my grandchildren look at me and say, did you really represent Marlon Brando when you were an agent and Grace Kelly? Are you really the president of 20th Century Fox? So I said to myself, I'm going to write a memoir for when I go to Happy Hunting Grounds. My grandchildren, great-grandchildren will know what I did. And so I started writing my computer slowly because I use one finger. And I got out two chapters, and a very good friend of mine, Bill Haber, who is the president of CAA. CAA was the largest and still is theatrical agency here in Los Angeles.
Sure. I know, Bill.
I showed him two chapters. He said, this is really good. I said, yeah. He said, I could sell this. I said, yeah, I can go in the next moonshot. No, let me try. You know, we're really good friends. And I said, go ahead. And he calls me about 4 weeks later, and he said, I sold it to Rosetta Books and Simon & Schuster. He said, isn't that great? I said, that's the good news. He said, what's the bad news? I got to finish it.
This is so indicative of people that like to deal with people like you did and interact, is that it's so difficult to sit down and write something when you're used to communicating on a one-to-one basis. You have to have a lot of discipline for it. But in the book, you bring up stories about the likes of Dean Martin, Howard Hughes, Gene Mansfield, Jackie Gleason, Brando, Jimmy Stewart, Clark Gable, and you've worked with the greats. Lou Wasserman, of course, who was with Universal for so many years. Mark Goodson from the team of all of those great quiz shows, and Barry Diller and Kirk Kerkorky and Bob Iger. You're talking about your grandchildren. Your grandson actually kind of co-wrote this with you, did he not?
Exactly. What happened was my grandson had graduated from the University of Washington. And believe it or not, he sold a screenplay like after his first year out of college.
Wow.
And didn't get produced, but he sold it.
That's all that matters.
I said, Nicky, why don't you come on over? I told him what happened. I said, look, we could do this together because I need somebody to ask me questions. Because like he'd say to me, well, how did this happen? You know, how did The Simpsons get on the air? And then I'd tell him, and together we wrote it. And I couldn't have done it without my grandson, I'll tell you that, because he was like my alter ego. He'd bounce ideas, and we'd bounce them back and forth. It took us 2 years to finish it.
Oh, yeah, but what a great story to work with your grandson about that. Now, when you were with Goodson Todman, you were, of course, in charge of administration sales for To Tell the Truth, Password, The Price is Right. And then when you were 20th Century Fox, you oversaw MASH, Trapper John, M.D., L.A. Law, Simpsons, In Living Color, NYPD Blue, Picket Fences. Unbelievable successful shows. And I think people are of the opinion that, hey, I have an idea for a television show, and I put it on. Merv Griffin told me one time, he said, you know, I thought of this deal about Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, and I put it on. Boy, it is not like that, is it not?
Not at all. Not at all. You know, I have a saying for your listeners. Every year we make pilots for television shows. A pilot is a sample.
Right.
And we then take it to New York and show it to advertising agencies and networks. And I'd say, you know, we look at the pilot in Los Angeles, the studio, and it really looked great. And you know, something happened. Somewhere in the air over Denver, when it's being sent to New York, it turns to crap.
You know. Boy, you are so right. We were doing a pilot for a TV show a couple of years ago, and I thought, boy, this thing is going to be the next, you know, success story that is going to beat them all. And for some reason, over Denver, did exactly that.
Yep.
Now,
so, and you have to be lucky, too. You know, you have to be in the right place at the right time. But, and I learned something from Lou Wasserman, who was my first boss and mentor.
Sure.
Said, surround yourself with the smartest people you can, and you'll really look smart.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Right, Dad.
Yeah, and that is absolutely right on the money. Tell us about this StoryFlect. Now, this is kind of interesting.
Well, no, my grandson, that's his.
Oh, he's doing that.
Yeah, that's his gig.
Okay, well, that's good. You got to be proud that your grandson is more or less following in the footsteps of a successful grandfather. That's a nice touch.
Well, you know, it was great, you know, being able to bond with my grandson, you know, spending that time, because I have
you
know, grandsons and granddaughters, but they have their own lives. But this way, we were literally in an office in my home working together. So it was a great experience.
By the way, we're talking to Harris Cattleman, who, of course, is a Hollywood legend. And the name of his memoir is You Can't Fall Off the Floor and Other Lessons from Life in Hollywood. You know, I always hate to ask the same questions that probably every interviewer in the world asks, but I'd be remiss if I didn't do this. With the litany of names that you have included in the book, you got to have a story that really stands out. Is it Hughes? Is it Jane Mansfield? Is it the great one, Jackie Gleason? What one did you enjoy?
Well, one of the stories that's in the book, when I was first an agent at MCA, Marlon Brando was a client, and he'd just done Streetcar called Name Desire.
Right.
He was getting ready to do a new movie called The Wild Ones for your listeners. That was one of his first movies.
Right.
About motorcycle riders.
Right.
And Marlon, even then, he was sort of a wild one. My boss at MCA, Lou Wasserman, said, look, I want you to babysit Marlon while this movie's being made. And Marlon had this duplex apartment on a street. I'll never forget it, because when you hear the story, you'll know why. It was a street called Barham, and it's a duplex. And we were there one night watching football, so I go over there until he went to bed. And he says, guys, I was with another co-agent of, named Jay Kanner. And Marlon said, I'm going up to bed. And, okay, we're going to stay till the game's over. So maybe an hour, phone rings. It's Lou Wasserman, president of MC, my boss. He said, how's Brando doing? I said, he's upstairs sound asleep. He said, oh, really? He just walked into Chasen's restaurant, which is the famous restaurant here in Los Angeles.
Sure.
Three broads on his arm. No, he's upstairs asleep. He said, really? He's got a double. And I ran up the stairs, and Marlon had taken his sheets from his bed, tied them together, and gone out the window, got in his car and picked up three girlfriends and went to chase them. And for a brief moment, I thought of jumping, but I really only maybe sprained my ankle because it was only one floor.
Oh, those are great stories. I have to be honest with you. I could talk to you for years, not weeks, not months, years. You know, and you have some great ideas about how Netflix is spending so much money on films that it's hard to know if it can be sustainable. But I know you're on a busy schedule, Harris, and I appreciate this. The name of the book is You Can't Fall Off the Floor and Other Lessons from Life in Hollywood. And when time permits, would you come back and join us again? You're a fascinating individual.
And thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate that. I really do. And I urge everybody to go out and get the book. And thank you, my friend. This has been a real treat. Take me up on my offer to come back, okay?
You got it. I got a phone. You got a phone. Just dial me up.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to take you up on that. Thanks, Harris.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Our special guest has been Harris Cattleman, a Hollywood legend, really. I mean, this is the man who was heading up 20th Century Fox as its president and CEO, also for MGM Television, and a member of the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. And the name of the book, You Can't Fall Off the Floor and Other Lessons from the Life in Hollywood. Tough place to work. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wow, one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time, Kiss. Joining us on the show right now is my friend Gene Simmons. Hi, Gene. How you doing?
I'm deliriously happy.
Congratulations on this new venture with you and Paul Stanley. This is the first one on the East Coast of Rock and Brews.
It certainly is. Rock and Brews has been spreading around the world like wildfire. For those of you that like to type in words, try rock, R-O-C-K, and then and is spelled out, A-N-D, and Brews is B-R-E-W-S, rockandbrews.com, and that'll show you the different sites and the menus. So now, the reason we do that is to show folks around the world that we're serious about doing stuff from the heart. We're not trying to impress anybody. You know, we have celebrity star power and all that crap, but at the end of the day, you gotta put your snoot on the ground and show people you're just plain folks. You're not trying to play the impress game. You got to put your heart in what you do and show people that they actually get bang for the buck.
Really?
Bring your kids. Bring your dog. We have dog beer. You heard it, dog beer.
Okay.
We'll give them dog cookies, water, crack, whatever it is to feed your pets. You can go there. It's a huge, wonderful facility. The main thing you should know, besides the food is great and the brews are tasty, we have 50 craft beers, and that means they're all manufactured locally. So none of this stuff that's being shipped in from some other place. So we support local brewers, brewmasters, and we support local jobs. Everybody that works live here. The produce is fresh. Nothing comes in a can. You know, we don't do any of that stuff. I think it'll knock your socks off. So today we spent the day there and made it a special day for wounded warriors. So our proud vets in uniform and some in wheelchairs, it'll break your heart and it'll remind you why this country is so great. So we decided to give back, present our friends in uniform, our heroes, with a big check, but also to treat them with the respect they so richly deserve. Everybody ate for free. We took photos. We made some bad jokes. Everybody had a great time.
Will there be live music and KISS memorabilia there?
There is some KISS memorabilia, but it basically celebrates culture of hard rock, classic rock specifically. You know what I'm talking
sure,
about. Everything
sure.
From Beatles to Led Zeppelin, the stuff that doesn't go out of style.
Right, right, the good
so
stuff.
The stuff that lasts generation after generation and continues to be the stuff that's played in stadiums around the world. Yeah, that also includes KISS.
Yeah.
We're going off on the Japanese leg of our tour, then we do the stadiums of South America, blah, blah, blah. But only the bands that count are there. And usually it has to do with guitars. More guitars is eternal and timeless.
10 locations in the United States and Mexico. And for more information, you can go to rockandbrews.com. What made you and Paul come up with the idea? By the way, Paul Stanley was there today, too, another member of KISS. What was it? You just sitting around one day and say, somebody's got to have a good restaurant for a change with a celebrity's name on it?
It's a combination of all things so that one and one equals three. You can go to a restaurant where the food tastes really great, and it usually costs a fortune.
Yeah.
Our restaurant chain, nothing is over $15.
Wow.
$16 tops.
Terrific.
Yeah, that's right. And we have 10 items, 10, 10, 10. 10 of the items you can get for under 10 minutes, and they cost under $10. I mean, you can come in there and reasonably have a great time and stay there for hours. It's not a fortune.
Yeah.
But the food level is on par with the really expensive places. The other thing is, yes, you can drink there. There are craft beers and all that stuff. And usually in places like that, you can bring your kids.
Right.
Well, because we have indoor, outdoor, yeah, you can bring your kids. Not only that, they have places to play. We got sandboxes and, you know, plastic places they can play. Plus, you can bring your dog, real live dogs. Yeah, we'll give them dog beer. Real thing. They love it, by the way.
You're like the galloping gourmet of rock. Do you know that, Gene?
You know, that's not bad.
That's not bad. I've been practicing. I want to tell you something kind of off the subject. Very seldom do I laugh at things on television. You know, the sitcoms today are kind of, you know, generic. But I was watching one of the episodes of your TV show where you and your family went out camping and you had rented an RV. That was the funniest shtick I saw on television in the last 40 years.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to tell people this, but I hate nature.
Me too.
I hate it. You know, look, imagine you're taking a shower, so it rains on you. That's cool. You don't want it, you turn it off. You like it a little hotter, a little softer. You know what happens when it rains with Mother Nature? You control nothing.
Nothing.
You know, I've had enough. Turn it off. It's a little cold, you can't control it. It's a little hot, can't control it. Bugs crawl in your shorts. Snakes crawl up your pants. It's horrible out there.
I know.
Nothing about nature I like.
I always tell people that Roughing It for me is a black and white TV at a hotel Ritz. You know what I'm saying?
See that?
See
that?
We're alive.
I'm hungry. You press a button. Somebody comes in. The food is prepared. No, I'm going to rub two sticks together and hope to get a fire and hope the bear's not going to eat me up. Get out of here. And I want to tell you a sad story. This is God's honest truth, my hand to God. Now, if you remember that episode, you know, that's real. That's real stuff. So we're in there. Remember there was a big bear
right
there that came and scared us. Remember that?
I remember that, sure.
Yeah, there was a big bear that scared the crap out of us. So we we're hiding from it. So later on, the trainer of the bear came onto the set and said, sorry, my bear got loose, but don't worry about it. Even though when it stands up, it's 8 feet tall, it's a trained bear. You can Google this. I'm not making it up. After the series ended about a year ago, whenever it was, the bear actually killed and ate his owner.
Oh, no. I don't mean to laugh. But you.
I'm not even making it up.
Are you serious?
From the belly out. Yep.
Oh, my God.
That same bear killed his owner and ate him.
You see, that's what always breaks me up about people when you go over their house and they say, don't worry about the dog. It likes people. Yeah, it likes you because you
Worry about it. Worry about it,
right? So you're being very brave letting dogs in the restaurant then, right, Gene?
They're outside. Not allowed to be inside. Yeah, because you can eat outside because the weather's so wonderful here.
Right.
So there are tables outside, there are tables inside, so the laws are different on the outside.
When can we look forward to the one in Orlando?
We're talking about it within a month. 2 months, actually. There's 20 coming in Canada. We have 2 in Cabo, one at the Delta Terminal LAX. There's lots of them, and they're great.
Gene, I couldn't be happy for you. Will you be back in Orlando for the one?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? And we're in a band that's in the middle of a 2-year-long tour. And there's a lot of stuff.
Between being an author, legend in the rock and roll business.
Oh, I should mention there's even another book that's coming out. One is called Me, Inc., which is my newest book that's out there. But there's another one coming called Gene Simmons is a Powerful and Attractive Man.
And a very humble man. You should have included humble.
Oh, the hell with that.
Hey, Gene, it is always great. We haven't chatted in a while. But will you do me a favor when you're in town again? I will definitely be at this grand opening.
I'd love it. You're a powerful and attractive man, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Gene, good luck. Can I drop your name, by the way, when I go in?
Yes, tell me the owner. Just don't show him the photos of you and I in the farm out.
I'll stay away from that stuff.
I understand. Yeah.
Gene Simmons of KISS.
Pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada boom bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today on this first weekend of the Dog Days of August. I want to thank my guest this first hour, Glenn Stearns, billionaire, who stars in a new show called Undercover Billionaire. Also to my friend of many years, Engelbert Humperdinck, from the industry of movies. CEO of 20th Century Fox and president of MGM, Harris Cattleman, and from KISS, Gene Simmons. Next hour, Katie Tour and Jacob Soboroff from MSNBC. Jenny McCarthy will be joining us from the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, Kelly Finglass and Maddie Messengill, and Chef Byron Talbot is up next hour. And we'll be right back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy Today.